simple battery and mischief, according to the St. Petersburg Police Department. The arrest comes 1 week away from the Jags players reporting to camp. Our Mike Garofolo reports that Chargers rookie wideout Mike Williams is likely to start camp on the physically unable to perform list following a second epidural on the herniated disc in his lower back, according to a source. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that surgery is not on the table at this moment for Williams. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Time to take your kitchen or bath from shab to chic in very little time and even less money. Start with 40% off semi-custom cabinets with soft closed doors from Home Decorators Collection. With free design services, you'll get them just right. And with shipping in 2 to 10 days, you'll get them right away. Rethink your options during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through September 3rd.
Napa know-how.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that, like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside and donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good and save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
It's 5:04. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann, who informs us that, I believe, Dan in Mount Vernon is our winner tonight of a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. Colonel is going to be taking on the Great Lakes Loons tonight and tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And then it's the Lansing Lugnuts in town for three games, unfortunately without Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, the son of former Colorado Rockies All-Star Dante Bichette. Both those guys got promoted a couple days ago. We caught up with Colonels manager Tommy Watkins earlier this week. You can check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. While you're there, don't forget to vote in today's poll question. Will OJ ever catch the real killers? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway, bringing you the poll question. Find them on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, where Alex will be tomorrow with special guest host Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. I will be taking a vacation day, making it a three-day weekend before I join up with the guys in Chicago. Coming up on the program tomorrow, a look at the Ohio State Buckeyes, our final stop on the countdown to kickoff. Today, it's Maryland. We'll talk with Jeff Ehrman of 24/7 Sports at 6:35 tonight. Also on tap, a little White Sox baseball discussion with the one and only Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago. He's with us at 6:05 tonight. Speaking of baseball, the Cubs off today, traveling back to Chicago to open that series tomorrow with the Cardinals. St. Louis loses today to the Mets on what I guess you describe as a walk-off infield hit by Jose Reyes. I can't give a mental error on Trevor Rosenthal for not covering first base, but the Cardinals aren't exactly riding a full train of momentum to Chicago. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Pirates finished off a sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers today also, which means the Cubs now are just one game out of first place, and the Pirates have won 9 of their last 11 games and have usurped the Cardinals for third place in the division. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what the Brewers will do coming up on Woodja in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour, but suddenly, the National League Central race has taken on a little bit of a different complexion, and I think we're going into what should be a really great atmosphere this weekend, because when we got these Cubs-Cardinals tickets a couple weeks ago, these were two teams that were sort of just, they looked like they were stuck in the mud, not really going anywhere, and I've been to my fair share of games, even when the Cubs are doing okay at Wrigley Field, where it's a little bit of a tough sell atmosphere-wise. Now, you got a team that's undefeated since the All-Star break. The starting pitching looks like it did a year ago. The ERA since the All-Star break for the starters is 2. The run differential, I think, is plus 27. So they're outscoring their opponents. Now, you can look and say, look, come on, they played the Braves. This isn't much of anything. The Braves and the Orioles to start the second half. I'm choosing to be optimistic about this because they've looked pretty good. They also avoided the major loss yesterday of Chris Bryant, who's day-to-day. Your thoughts on the NL Central, I call it a race right now, but just the picture in general, because I know you're disgusted with the way that the Cardinals are playing, and I think most Cardinals fans are as well, but the Brewers seem to be letting a golden opportunity slip out of their fingers, and I don't really know what to make of the Pirates right now, because they're not going to open the wallets and spend money to make a run here. What they've got is what they've got. As a matter of fact, a month ago, the speculation was they were going to probably trade Andrew McCutchen, trade Gerrit Cole, tear down. To me, they're in a really precarious position right now because they're playing so well. Their fan base is going to expect them to make a move or two. But I think the Pirates are actually wanting to trend more toward a rebuild, and so they're in no man's land right now.
Excuse me. I think that the NL Central right now is starting to look like everybody thought it was going to look. I think the shoes are dropping, and the Cubs are we'll see if they can string together some consistency. There have been times this year where they've been able to put together some decent baseball, not to this extent, but they've been able to put together some decent baseball only to fall back into a funk. So we'll see. But the way they've been playing, the way that the other shoe is dropping right now on the Milwaukee Brewers, and now all of a sudden the Cubs, who are have a far more superior roster than the Brewers, are breathing right down their neck, and the Cardinals are where they should be. They've been playing 500 baseball over the past 3 or 4 weeks. They got a little bit of youthful help that I thought they ended the first half strong, but they find new and exciting ways to lose baseball games, which is what mediocre to bad baseball teams do. And the Pirates, I didn't think were as bad as they looked in the first half, and they're starting to play good baseball. So you have the cream rising to the top. You see the Cubs playing well, and you think they're going to run away with this division. They very well could, because there's just not a lot there. And I don't think a big move for the Cardinals is going to help them. You just mentioned it with the Pittsburgh Pirates. What do they do now? They see themselves 3 games back in the NL Central. They realize that their roster needs some help. They could also sell and try to kind of force a quick rebuild with a somewhat talented roster already. There's a lot of mediocre baseball in the NL Central, and I think we're starting to see the Cubs snap out of that mediocre funk that really engulfed them for the first half of the season.
Are the Cubs back? 319-366-1600. Ryan from Walford says, don't forget Freddie Freeman saved the Braves at least 6 runs with 3 web gems. Could have had a lot more as far as run differential goes. They being the Cubs, looking pretty dominant out of the gate in the second half. The swagger looks like it's back.
Even if they don't keep up this pace, which they're not going to do, you're not going to win every single game the rest of the year. That's the fact. They could play, if they just play just over 500 baseball the rest of the year, I think that they, if they win 87 to 89 games, they're going to win the division. And that's not, that's something they could shoot for. And I don't think the Milwaukee Brewers, maybe if I had to pick right now, I think the Milwaukee Brewers finish somewhere around 500. Probably the Pittsburgh Pirates do as well, and the St. Louis Cardinals just below 500 where they are right now. So they don't have to be world beaters in the second half to win this division. They're playing well now, which is a good sign. I just look at the rest of the division, and I've said what I've said all along. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's starting to.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Just a reminder to those of you who may be tuning in hoping to hear it, we traditionally have Sunday Night Baseball for you, courtesy of ESPN. We will not have the Cubs-Cardinals game on Sunday night because we are blacked out from carrying it. So no Cubs-Cardinals on Sunday, although if you follow along with us on social media and Twitter, at Todd Brummelkamp and at AlexCoon523, you'll probably get an update or two from Wrigley Field since we're going to be there for Jose Quintana's home debut. And you said that's good for friend of the show Luke Voit, who traditionally is in the lineup against lefties.
That's correct. He's been out of the lineup because Colton Wong's been back at second base. They had moved Matt Carpenter over to second base so Luke could play first, which is what they did today. But against lefties, especially with, like I said, Colton Wong is a lefty. He struggles against lefties. That's usually when he gets his day off. We'll see. But there's a much better chance of him playing against the lefty than against the righty.
We have a little bit of breaking news here. Are we ready for this? Well, Kyle's going to have to rewrite the big board like two times, three times today because there's a lot of stuff that's been added to it. But you guys are never going to believe which men's basketball team in the state of Iowa just added a transfer. I'm gonna go ahead and pump the brakes for 5-6 seconds. I'm going to let you walk through. Maybe it's you and I. Could be Drake, Iowa, Iowa State. One of those four programs has added a graduate transfer to its roster. Who could it be? I'll let you think on that for a little bit. Are you done? The correct. I feel like this is Dora the Explorer. Have you ever watched that? It's a terrible program. I never watched it. Kids programs a lot of days now with nieces and nephews and stuff like that, and they say something, and then there's this pregnant pause while they're waiting for the kids to answer the television.
It's Iowa State, right?
It's Iowa State. Spoiler alert, Iowa State, according to our friend Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register, has added Old Dominion graduate transfer Zoran Talley. He'll be eligible immediately. He's got 2 years of eligibility remaining once he graduates from Old Dominion in August. He was the 2017 Conference USA Sixth Man of the Year.
Zoran
Talley. Zoran.
So he's now on the all-name team in the Big 12. Zoran has to be my favorite name of any player on any team in the state of Iowa. Is there a better one?
Well, let's ask you this.
Okay.
Is the name Zoran better or Swaggy Z, which he goes by on Twitter?
Well, Swaggy Z is better, but that's because it's a nickname. Nicknames are supposed to be better than the actual name. But the actual name is Zoran. So I'm just going to have to still stick by my guns and say that's the best name.
Wasn't that the fortune teller that Tom Hanks went to in the movie Big, Zoran? I'll have to do some double checking on that. I don't quite think that that's accurate, but Iowa State adding to its basketball roster with the big man, the sixth man of the year. He's 6'7" at ODU last year. He'll graduate in August, and as we said, I have 2 years of eligibility remaining. He is from Merrillville, Indiana, originally. 6'7", 200 pounds, appeared in 26 games, making 6 starts last year. Second on the team in points, averaging 11.3 a game, averaged 3.3 rebounds and 1.7 assists. So, looks like a nice pickup for Steve Prohm and the basketball program there in Ames. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can use that to chime in on a variety of subjects. We talked a little National League Central baseball there with the Cubs and the Cardinals. And, well, look at the reaction. Zoltar. Thank you, hockey
Zoltar.
Guy. You ever seen that movie?
Big? Yes.
With Tom Hanks?
Yes, I have.
Good. Robert Loggia is in that.
Is that what? Isn't?
It's the one where he plays the giant keyboard.
Isn't Zoltar one of Adam Sandler's characters in one of his movies? You don't mess with the Zoltar?
Zoltan. Well, see, this is when I can't trust the text line to be accurate, then we really have an issue. Then we're 2 steps away from having Craig Bohl as the head coach at North Dakota State when Iowa played them a couple years ago before they ran the table or whatever they did. This is where I get in trouble with someone who just tuned in and thinks that I'm the one saying this, as opposed to making a reference back to something that somebody else said in hour number one of the program, which you can catch the podcast of at kgymradio.com after the show is over today. I do think Zohan
is Adam Sandler's character. You don't mess with the Zohan.
Hockey guy. I don't know why I feel like I'm setting myself up to be Wally Pipped tomorrow with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, but I have a feeling that this is going to go over quite well with some of the people who listen to the program tomorrow. I'm not going to be here. Rob's going to be there. He's probably going to be fairly serious. You're probably going to talk a lot of college football. You're not going to talk about movies that Robert Loggia appeared in with Tom Hanks, and you're not going to, well, maybe you'll make fun of Doug and Daddy. I don't know. That's open to interpretation. It's up to you. But
we have a big announcement tomorrow.
Yeah, I felt really bad about this because my wife came home last night and said, "What was the big announcement?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Well, one of the people that she works with at the Colonels said that they were listening on Monday and that we had a big announcement and they didn't get a chance to tune in yesterday." And I said, "Well, no, it was
they didn't understand the goof.
It was a send up of Iowa spending 2 days building the fan base up to think that a big announcement was coming, and then it wound up being a marketing slogan."
No, that's great. And now
mobile,
I feel bad.
And mobile tickets. And I did. I felt really bad. And I was like, see, it was kind of this ill-conceived joke, and the announcement was something that was anticlimactic, and it was just done as a send-up of what Iowa did. We're taking Wingman with us to Chicago for Media Day. And I felt like that needed to be announced on the air, and I may have oversold it a little bit, just like Iowa did over the weekend when some of its employees were saying they couldn't sleep. They were so excited about something they've worked on for 10 months. Fans are going to love it. Oh, my God, they're adding hockey. Oh, my God, they're going to name the football field after Hayden Fry. Oh, my God, they're selling beer at Kinnick Stadium. It's mobile tickets for 500 people and a new marketing slogan. 520. Text line is lighting up. It's probably, maybe it's Rob Howe. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from you. You're the one that needs to communicate with Rob. You're going to be co-hosting with him.
We have communicated. We're on the same page. We're gonna execute this as if you were here.
Make sure the same format.
Except for checking in with Doug and Daddy.
Make sure that Rob gets my 3% discount at Coach's Corner.
I will make sure that he does. I'll say to put it on Todd's tab.
Make sure that he is taken care of tomorrow and that he knows, love it or leave it. I'm going to do that tomorrow with me not in the picture. You're going to do the Ohio State preview. What? I'm stuck here for Maryland on a Thursday, and Rob gets to talk about the team that everybody thinks is going to win the Big Ten tomorrow.
Todd, you were gone last Thursday, and we did Northwestern and Purdue in the same day.
Well, I wouldn't mind talking about Northwestern.
Northwestern was fine.
They're always intriguing.
But then we talked about Purdue
with Mike Carmen.
Yes, he did a fantastic job.
Sometimes can be a bundle of energy.
And we chatted with Ryan Dunleavy about Rutgers. I thought that he also did a great job. But it's a lot easier to talk about Ohio State than it is to talk about Purdue. That's for sure.
You can tweet us at Todd Brummelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, at KGYM Radio. It is the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire coming your way tomorrow from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in for me. I will be, well, let's see. What's that tee time? I'll probably be on about the seventh or eighth hole right now tomorrow. And feeling no pain, hopefully, if everything goes according to plan. I haven't even hit the driving range yet. This is literally, I put this to Twitter earlier last week over the weekend on a poll. Should I, because I have not golfed at all this year, hit the driving range at some point this week or just show up and grip it and rip it? Twitter voted overwhelmingly, show up, grip it and rip it.
Well, you could go to the driving range just before. You could always do that.
Well, yeah, I could also sit in the air conditioning and drink a couple beers to get oiled up before I go and tee off at the number one tee box.
something came to my mind, and it's completely, and I don't even know, I hesitate to do this.
Is it American Legion Baseball?
It absolutely has to do with that show. So they do a segment very similar to ours.
Oh, yeah, we found out the name.
But the name, to me, is very troubling.
We found out what Doug and Daddy call their version of Countdown to Kickoff, 14 teams in 14 days.
That is fake news, because presumably they only have 5 shows per week, correct?
Yeah.
So that's 14 teams in 21 days.
Because you're making them count the weekends?
Yeah, because you're not doing 14 teams in 14 days.
They also do something that we don't. They do the final show focuses on their team. So tomorrow, they're doing a Huskers roundtable with members of the media that will probably have Nebraska finishing anywhere between 12-0 and 11-0-1. They'll figure out the negative guy in the group will figure out a way that somehow there's a forfeit, a mutual forfeit. And I guess, well, you know, hey, we can't all have him being 12-0 and undefeated. They've got a quarterback in Tanner Lee.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
I cannot wait to hear in Chicago all of this talk about Tanner Lee.
We've got a guy we really like.
What were his numbers at Tulane?
Oh, can I pull these up?
I thought you knew him off the top of your head because I heard you say him yesterday. It's not like they have an all-world transfer coming in at quarterback.
No.
And then you listen to them, listen to somebody from Nebraska talk about the Iowa football team this year, and you would think that Dan Orlovsky was the quarterback.
So Tanner Lee in 2015, 51% completion percentage. 1600
completed more passes than he missed.
1639 yards, 11.
Yeah, that's a lot of yards.
11 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's good.
7 interceptions.
Hey, he threw more touchdowns than he did interceptions.
His freshman year, 55%, 12 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. So in 2 years at Tulane, 3600 yards, 23 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, and a record somewhere in the ballpark of I'm putting these two together, 5 and 17.
6015 on the text line thinks you're a jerk because technically they didn't say it was 14 consecutive days. So don't be mean, Alex.
14 teams in 14 days.
See, this is what my fear is, that we're going to have some sort of interaction with them and something's going to come up that raises a red flag. Like one of us is going to say, yeah, hey, 14 teams in 14 days, and they're going to go, wait a minute, how do a couple guys in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, know what the name of the segment is? And then we're going to be as guilty as OJ. 319-366-1600, will OJ ever find the real killers? The poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Do I want to look, do I want to know what the voting is in the poll question? Whether or not our listeners have any faith in OJ eventually finding the real killers.
I think, actually, the last time I looked, yes was at about 60%.
Yeah, yes appears to be winning. Many people on the text line. Many people on the text line are saying, if he would just look in a mirror, does that count? Well, apparently not. OJ's out of jail, though. 319-366-1600. Would ya? You think OJ is going to come up on would ya? It's probably safe bet. 526, we've got a big board update on the way as well. Kyle's rejoining us in the studio. We'll step aside for just a little bit, collect ourselves, and be back to finish up this segment of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM after this.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on MediaCom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does MediaCom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video and music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Welcome back. 529 Cajun Troy on the text line says, if Tanner Lee's really that great, why doesn't he drive the 50 miles to LSU? They could use a quarterback.
They wanted him to walk on, apparently. They didn't give him a scholarship.
He's not walking on. He's a full scholarship participant on our program. Producer Kyle Mann, all geared up for Chicago and ready to go in about 4 days. But before we can do that, Midwest One brings you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
University of Iowa running back Akram Wadley was announced among the Doak Walker Award watch listers this morning, an award which goes to the nation's top running back. Wadley led Iowa with nearly 1,400 yards of offense and 13 touchdowns last season, and was also named to the Maxwell Award watch list last week. As of today, Gary Barta is Iowa's former athletic director. That's right. After a $5 million endowment gift from Henry and Patricia Tippy, Barta's position is officially known as the Henry B. and Patricia B. Tippy Director of Athletics Chair. The money will be used to address top departmental priorities and will certainly help to offset some of the $6.5 million paid in the Jane Meyer and Tracy Grisbaum settlements. The Iowa State basketball program landed a potential impact player today in graduate transfer Zoran Talley Jr. from Old Dominion. Talley is a 6'7" forward who averaged 11 points and 3 rebounds en route to being named Conference USA Sixth Man of the Year. He'll be eligible to play right away. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped a series opener at home last night to the Great Lakes Loons 8-3, but will be back out there tonight with Tyler Beardsley on the mound beginning at 6:35. Cedar Rapids, Prairie, and Washington, Linmar, and Iowa City West all won their respective sub-states last night and are headed to the 4A state baseball tournament next week, as well as Marion in Class 3A, Regina in 2A, and North Lynn and Lisbon in 1A.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Are you ready for Woodja?
Born ready.
Okay. It's a light Woodja tonight, at least at the moment. We'll see over the next couple minutes whether or not we can round Woodja into form. Actual guests with us in the third and final hour of the program tonight. We'll talk with Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago, and Jeff Ehrman of 24/7 Sports will be with us to preview the Maryland Terrapins on the Countdown to Kickoff. It is the second to last edition of the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by our friends at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Ohio State tomorrow, and then on Monday and Tuesday, the whole falutin Big Ten. We're going to be at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, 4 hours each day, starting at 3 o'clock. So for those of you who are regular listeners to the show, tune in a little early if you can. And if you miss anything, we'll make sure that the podcasts are available at kgymradio.com.
We're going to get you to a bottom-of-the-hour sports beat, which is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePro Health Services.com.
An app presented by Taco Bell.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The Dodgers are on pace for 113 regular season wins. That would be the fourth most in Major League history. They also happen to pay their players more than anybody else, $41 million more to be exact. So it would be easy to look at this team and say, sure, it's benefited solely from the ability to pick and choose whatever players it wants. Of course, the Dodgers are 66-29, but that wouldn't do them justice. Just so you're aware, as you see the wins pile up, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Jock Peterson, all Dodger draftees. Chris Taylor couldn't get out of the minors with Seattle before they traded for him. Justin Turner, who's hitting .372, was a utility player the Mets didn't want anymore. In fact, the biggest name bat they got as a free agent or in a trade, aside from Yasiel Puig from Cuba, was Adrian Gonzalez, who's hitting .255 with one home run. On the mound, Clayton Kershaw, Dodger draftee. Closer, Kenley Jansen, undrafted free agent, as a catcher. So when you hear about their payroll and assume that LA wins because of free agent acquisitions, you're doing the Dodgers a major disservice. In 60 seconds, which QB do you give another chance?
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Well, right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Kobalt power and hand tools. Plus, get up to 20% off select Irwin and Lennox tools and power tool accessories. Hurry into Lowe's and save on the tools and accessories you count on most. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Ends July 30th, U.S. only.
All this talk about Colin Kaepernick still lingering without a team. How about two more quarterbacks who are looking for another shot? One, RG3, Robert Griffin III. The other, Johnny Manziel. Now, Johnny Football says he's talked to a few NFL teams. Of course, he took a year off of football and says he's in a much better place. Griffin, all right, since that rookie season, he's a 6-19 quarterback with 22 touchdown passes and 21 picks. I think we know who he is, but who is Johnny when his priorities are aligned? A dynamic playmaker who, at least I, would like to see get one more shot. Wouldn't cost a team that much. Hashtag bring Johnny back. And if he lets us all down again, then I was wrong, he's done, and we all lose very little. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
I'm all-pro cornerback Richard Sherman, and when I'm not chasing receivers, I'm trying to keep up with my kids. That's why Oberto Beef Jerky is my favorite snack. Oberto is delicious, lean beef, slow-cooked and seasoned to perfection, all natural and all delicious. Oberto Beef Jerky is protein-packed, so I can keep up with my busy. Raiden, stop grabbing your sister's hair.
Oberto Beef Jerky, you get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need.
Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
5:37, the halfway point of a Thursday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, coming your way from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can even, maybe you're not aware of this, listen online at KGYMradio.com, or if you have a smartphone, most of us do nowadays, Maybe OJ finally got a smartphone. I don't know. He's been in jail for a while. The technology upgrades. He's going to be blown away when he sees the new iPhone.
Do you think he's familiar with Twitter?
Oh, look, they were talking about this on the Russillo show earlier today. Somebody is going to, and probably it will be Fox Sports, somebody's going to come to OJ and offer him a ton of money to do some sort of either show or podcast, and I bet people would listen. We can't get over OJ.
No, we can't.
It's been 20 years, and this was a routine parole hearing today, and it was covered wall-to-wall by ESPN, but also by CNN, MSNBC, CBS, all of the news stations. We cannot get enough O.J. Simpson. Look, as troubling as it would be, somebody out there is going to cross that threshold and make him an offer. Remember, he wrote a book. Tried to write a book about If I Did It, where he hypothetically discussed how he would have committed the murders that he, according to a jury, did not commit. OJ is going to, just so you know, OJ is coming up on Would You, which I keep forgetting. We actually have an intro for this, don't we?
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Okay, gentlemen. We'll start with something that we touched on earlier in the week, a report out of North Dakota State, where you may or may not be aware, but Chris Kleiman has been the head coach of the Bison for the last 2 or 3 years, that the Big Ten is reportedly relaxing its ban on playing FCS teams in football. The report said that in years where teams have 4 Big Ten home games, so 5 road games in conference play, the Big Ten would be open to allowing teams to schedule an FCS opponent. Alex, would you be okay seeing Iowa schedule an FCS team occasionally in football?
Yes, absolutely. And that team would probably be you and I, or if it wasn't, it would be Illinois State or North Dakota State. I want to see those games. I think those games are more intriguing than seeing Iowa play Akron or Ball State or Miami of Ohio, which is not what they want to be called, but I'm going to call them that anyway. Or North Texas, for that matter. Those low-level FBS teams, a lot of them aren't as good as some of the high-level FCS teams. So if they are playing those teams, I would want to see that on the schedule. I know from Iowa's standpoint, you have to look at this and you have to say, what good does it do? It's a lose-lose situation. If you win, you're supposed to win. If you lose, all hell breaks loose, like it did when they lost to North Dakota State last year. And the national media turned on them very quickly. So for them, maybe it doesn't make sense. For me, as a diehard college football fan who thinks that the teams in the Missouri Valley Conference could contend at the low levels of the FBS, I want to see them get their chance to knock off the big boys.
The immediate response on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, led by 2235, no. Kyle?
The only one that I would really be super okay with seeing maybe every other year would be UNI, just because we do have...
Every other year?
Yeah.
Get out.
Every other. I would take Iowa State every year, UNI maybe every 2, every 4, something like that. But, I mean, Iowa's issues with their schedule being as weak as it has been recently, I think that's real. I buy into that wholeheartedly. If we ever expect to be taken seriously, if Iowa ever expects to be taken seriously as a program nationally and wants to make a run for the playoff again, they're going to need a stronger schedule than to be loaded up with FCS schools every year.
I don't think that they would be loaded up with FCS schools. I think that once every once in a while, and maybe it's every 4 years, where they play a rotation of you and I, a rotation of North Dakota State, and maybe expand their horizons. I don't think they would ever play any of the teams outside of the region, whether that's Eastern Washington or James Madison to the west and the east, respectively. I'd like to see it. I don't think it would really move the needle as far as fans here, because a lot of fans, whether it's here in Iowa or across the country, they scoff at whatever FCS team is rolled out there, regardless of how good they are. But personally, every 4 years, I'd have no problem with them playing a top-of-the-line FCS team, and not Savannah State, and not Tennessee Tech, and not Austin Peay.
The most interesting thing about that Tennessee Tech game 6 years ago was the fact that they had to evacuate the stadium because of the storms.
I was there. It was... Like, did you stay for that whole game?
Well, I was in the press box.
So, I know that.
Yeah. But it's...
How long was that delay?
Was 40... And it was a while. But I just... There's no point in scheduling. Now, this would only be every other year, because every other year you'd have five home Big Ten games. So they would not allow this. But in the years where you have to play on the road five times... This is sort of the Big Ten saying, sorry about that. To make up for having to play that extra road game, we'll let you maybe play a cupcake if you schedule correctly. I'm not a big fan of this. And I think Iowa needs to sort of get away from it. But the 9-game schedule really forces their hand, because you have a 10th game every year on the schedule in Iowa State, which isn't going anywhere. So you've only then got 2 games to play around with, and every other year, something's got to give. Maybe you see you and I pop back onto the schedule. I'm just not a huge fan of it, and I think Iowa needs to schedule a little bit better than going the FCS route, but at least when they have, they've played you and I, they've played North Dakota State, they've traditionally played teams that are at least higher ranked or the better teams. Illinois State several years ago was highly ranked when they came to Kinnick Stadium, although they sort of lucked into that one, because when that contract was signed, Illinois State was bad. And they still beat Illinois State. But when they signed that contract, Illinois State, sure, we'll pay you. And then that program actually turned out to be okay. Kyle, Alex, you guys are both NL Central fans. Alex being a Cardinals fan, you being a Cub fan. Not talking about the Cubs and the Cardinals here, but what would you do if you were the Milwaukee Brewers? Kyle, they lost to the Pirates again today, Pittsburgh sweeping Milwaukee. The Brewers now have just a 1-game lead on the Cubs in the National League Central for first place. The trade deadline is looming. Brewers fans are acting as if the sky is falling, which I think it might be. What would you do if you were the Milwaukee Brewers?
Well, I think
and don't say win games. That's a cop out.
Yeah, I don't think that they're really. I don't think they have a whole lot of a choice. If I'm them, you have to go for it this year, because, and I mean, spare me everybody saying let's see if they're good. You know, next year, the year after that. All indications say that the Cubs are going to be good for at least about five years or so. The Cardinals, you can't really count on them being down for too long. The Brewers cannot depend on being in this position anytime soon, really. And they find themselves leading the division still. Now it's only 1 game, but they were up 5.5 games at the All-Star break, and I don't really know when you're going to be in a better position than that. And they're still in the lead. They have some pieces that they could go out and get another pitcher, maybe if they feel like they need another hitter as well. I think that this is the... If you're ever going to make a move here within this decade, probably, it probably has to be this year. And it's also going to be an incredibly hard sell to your fan base if you tell them, hey, we're in first place, that's great and all, we're gonna pack it in, we're going to become sellers at the deadline. That wouldn't go over well. If I'm the Brewers, I don't necessarily think it's going to go well, but I have to try to win the division this year.
I think that they are in a position to where they're in a rebuild. We've chatted with Ed Creech from MLB Trade Rumors, and he knows the Brewers as well as anybody that I know. And I don't think that David Stearns, their new general manager, is going to go out and mortgage their future because they're a little bit ahead of schedule and because they have a one-game lead in the NL Central. If they're going to make a move, I think they're going to follow suit as what the Cubs did this year. They went out and they got the Cubs went out and they got a starting pitcher, a quality starting pitcher, who is locked up for the next 3 years. And there's still one of those out there, and that's Sonny Gray from Oakland. If they can go out and they can make a move like that and bring in a guy like Sonny Gray, then I think that that's not only good for this year, but it's good for when their core group comes together and really has a chance to push for the division. So this year, I don't think that they have the roster to not only win the NL Central, even if they do win the NL Central, to go very far in the playoffs. But in a couple years, they might. So you can't make a move for a rental this year. You can't go all in this year. And really, like I said, mortgage what could be for the next 2 to 3 years. They got to stick to the plan because the plan is working, and they can't get sidetracked by this mirage in front of them that is the NL Central.
1260 on the text line says, first, Milwaukee should soil themselves and then come up with a better plan. Well,
ouch.
I think they're working on the first part of that right now.
About halfway there.
But they're going to be good.
See,
they're going to be good, in my opinion, in the next couple years. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win the division. But if you're good, you're going to be in the wild card discussion every year. And eventually, the law of averages say maybe you wind up winning the division. So
I just think it's humorous when people say, oh, well, the Cubs aren't going anywhere, so the Milwaukee Brewers are stuck. Well, a lot of people said that about the Cubs 3 or 4 years ago. Oh, well, the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Reds, they're up at the top. Well, how are the Cubs going to find themselves in there? Well, they did it anyway because they stuck to the plan. You don't need to panic, Brewers. There are a lot of things that are going to change over the next 2 to 3 years, and as long as they continue going in the right direction and continuing to do what they've done to rebuild the franchise, they're going to be just fine.
We are at table number 11, and the Platte River Radio Group is at table number 14. This is very important that everybody needs to know this. That's the superstation. Woodja continues here on a Thursday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Okay, Alex Kuhn, how do you feel about blind dates?
Not good. Why?
Okay. Would you rather go on a blind date or play golf with O.J. Simpson? Remember, O.J. was playing golf the day that he went to USC's practice in 2002 at the Orange Bowl.
I'd probably rather play golf with O.J. Simpson than go on a blind date.
It's 18 holes of golf. You are sharing the cart with him. And you have to play all 18 holes. There's no, oh my God, family emergency. I got to cut out after 7 holes.
Could you imagine how good of a story that would be? I'd be able to talk about that for the first hour of our show the day after it would happen.
But what if the blind date turned out to be the love of your life?
I'm just going to play the odds and say that's not going to happen.
Have you ever been on a blind date?
No, I have not. And that is by choice. Never will I ever go on a blind date. I would much rather play 18 holes of championship-level golf with O.J. Simpson. Easy.
By the way, a Brewers fan on the text line says that you hit it out of the park, Alex.
Well, I appreciate it because I've never hit a home run in my life, so this will be career number one.
No home runs, no blind dates. Kyle, have you ever been on a blind date before?
I haven't, no.
So I'm the only person in the room who's been on,
You've been on a blind date before?
Yeah.
And was it not with your current wife?
It was not with my current wife.
Okay, well, that's good. See? The averages say that it doesn't work out. Yeah, I don't have those averages in front of me, but I'm going to make up those statistics.
Certainly.
Only
that relationship certainly didn't work out. Kyle, would you rather go on a blind date or play golf with O.J. Simpson?
I'm actually not opposed to either. I would be oddly excited to do both just because they're both kind of spontaneous and knowing full well that neither of them are probably going to go all that well. I think, I mean...
Why? Are you a bad golfer?
Well, I am a bad golfer, okay. But it would be kind of a...
So am I.
It would obviously be a weird day there with OJ. But I think for the same reason that Alex said, I would have to golf with OJ just because it's a great story. You know, that's one of the best running backs of all time. And he spent a lot of time in prison. He's been a part of some really...
That's like saying the line about Hitler did some good things for Germany because he created the Autobahn.
No.
He's one of the best running backs of all time. He maybe murdered a couple people.
He's been a part of some interesting schemes. I think he's got some stories.
What if I said you had to, at some point during the round, make things as awkward as possible?
Okay. You mean like ask?
Yeah, you had to make a joke.
Oh,
like,
no.
You're getting ready to walk up. OJ hits the ball into the sand trap, and he's getting his wedge out of the cart, and you have to say to him, hey, you never know, Juice. You might find the real killers down there in the sand. You got to say that to him.
Nope, not going to do it. I'll go on that
blind date. On the blind
date. I'm on the blind date.
Your gloves fit?
Okay. Would you rather have Dan Orlovsky as your backup quarterback or Colin Kaepernick?
We'll make this quick. Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. We'll come back. Kyle will get you a big board update, and then we have not one but two guests lined up for you as a reward for listening to Would You. In hour number three, we'll talk White Sox baseball with Dan Hayes of CSN Chicago, and Jeff Ehrman will be with us from 24/7 Sports. The countdown to kickoff hits the Maryland Terrapins today. Back after this.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Celebrate the Cedar Rapids Fire and Police Departments for Guns and Hoses Night this Thursday at the Colonels. Bid on special fire and police themed game-worn jerseys sponsored by Firehouse Subs and Big Dog Satellite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
As a consumer, you have several options when applying for automotive credit. So why choose the all-new BillionAuto.com? It's simple. BillionAuto.com has a dedicated finance department to work on nothing but your online credit app. All applications accepted. Not all will be approved. We exhaust all specialized lenders, all 17 franchises, and all 7,000 vehicles to find the perfect fit for you. Now think about it. What other website could do that? Put one of our loan specialists to work for you today at the all-new BillionAuto.com.
It's 5:56. Welcome back in. I think we've just hatched the greatest scheme ever. And yes, you've probably guessed it at home already. It involves Doug and Daddy. Welcome back. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our producer, in the studio with us. Your phone calls and texts tonight, 319-366-1600. White Sox baseball talk on the way with Dan Hayes of CSN Chicago. First, Kyle's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
University of Iowa running back Akram Wadley was announced among the Doak Walker Award watchlisters this morning, an award which goes to the nation's top running back. Wadley led Iowa with nearly 1,400 yards of offense and 13 touchdowns last season, and was also named to the Maxwell Award watch list last week. As of today, Gary Barta is Iowa's former athletic director. That's right. After a $5 million endowment gift from Henry and Patricia Tippy, Barta's position is now officially known as the Henry B. and Patricia B. Tippy Director of Athletics Chair. The money will be used to address top departmental priorities and will certainly help to offset some of the $6.5 million paid in the Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum settlements. The Iowa State basketball program landed a potential impact player today in graduate transfer Zoran Talley Jr. from Old Dominion. Talley is a 6'7" forward who averaged 11 points and 3 rebounds en route to being named Conference USA Sixth Man of the Year. He'll be eligible to play right away.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped a series opener at home last night to the Great Lakes Loons 8-3, but we'll be back out there tonight with Tyler Beardsley on the mound beginning at 6:35. Cedar Rapids, Prairie, and Washington, Linmar, and Iowa City West all won their respective sub-states last night and are headed to the 4A state baseball tournament next week, as well as Marion in Class 3A, Regina in 2A, and North Lynn and Lisbon in 1A.
Thank you, Kyle. Hour number three, right around the corner, we'll talk White Sox baseball with Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago. And the countdown to kickoff takes us to Maryland. Maryland, my Maryland. We'll talk about the Terrapins with Jeff Ehrman of 24/7 Sports. Countdown to kickoff takes us up to Media Days in Chicago Monday and Tuesday. We'll be there. Shows beginning both days at 3 o'clock on the air for 4 hours. The Iowa guests will hopefully be with us, as well as perhaps P.J. Fleck of Minnesota and a number of guests that we line up once we get there. Hour number three, right around the corner, back after this.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Ah, the important things in life. $2 bottles of Cold Bud anytime.